I agree that we as teachers are faced with a variety of students each year, whether it's gifted students, the average students, special needs students, students wanting enrichment, or credit recovery students. That's why it's critical for us to be willing to go that extra mile just to try and aid in a student's success. We must be willing to deliver instruction creatively, but in an interesting way that will benefit the needs of the students, not our needs. Once we set aside self and put the student first, the student should gain some type of achievement in some areas, if not all. Technology is where it's at, in the words of some of my students. The one student that comes to mind that I could try to implement in an online learning plan or class is considered to be an at-risk student. This student's behavior rate is off the charts and is considered a dropout student in the making if a plan isn't implemented effectively and fast. This student has a behavior plan in which, in my opinion, isn't effective at all. Currently, the student has been in and out of school due to his behavior, mainly stealing from classmates. I think an exclusive online program with me, as well as his case manager, would benefit this student tremendously. I say this because he's really good on social sites. I have to constantly ask the student to log off of Facebook and Twitter daily. I literally will have to stand over this student to ensure some type of progress is being made, which leaves less time for the other 21 students in the room. I think the special education case manager and I need to collaborate about implementing a fun online plan for this student. This way, the student is not causing a distraction to others, but is doing something fun that could lead to a much better success rate. With podcasts, Glockster, Audacity, blogs, comment strips, voice threads, etc., surely this student can be successful academically. My plan would be a step-by-step process, meaning I would like to gradually teach the student, as well as the case manager, all the different types of online learning resources. I would then develop a lesson plan just for struggling students, but the plan would be similar to what is being taught in the classroom, but just it would be online. After each training session, I would give the case manager the strategic lesson design for the student. The student will meet with me once a week, twice if necessary, but the student and or case manager will communicate with me via online. I think this plan will give the student more time, more creativity, a chance for originality, and less distractions.